We have a few items remaining. Let's go to our regular agenda. And we have one item I believe we can deal with, 971.
971, amend code reflecting to franchises, public utility privilege taxes, and utility license law for consistency and clarity.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Mary Beth Henry with the Office for Community Technology, and with me is Jennifer Lee, our Utility Program Manager. Also in the audience is Gordon T. Meyer with the State of Oregon 911 System. We're here today to recommend that the Council amend city code relating to franchises, public utility privilege taxes, and utility license law for consistency and clarity. There's two pieces to today's action. First, there's the proposal to amend Chapter 7.12, as recommended by the city auditor, to eliminate obsolete provisions and ensure consistency between utility franchise and privilege tax code provisions. The second clarifies the utility license law, Chapter 7.14, that charges relating to 911 services are excluded from the calculation of the utility license fee. And Jennifer Lee will provide more detail on the 911 exclusion.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. Jennifer Lee, Utility Program Manager with the Office for Community Technology. The ordinance you have before you today is a proposed amendment to two chapters of the Portland City Code. The purpose of the amendments is for general housekeeping and clarification. Mary Beth has already spoken on the proposed amendments to Chapter 7.12. I have a few additional statements regarding Chapter 7.14. The ordinance proposes a new subsection for the utility license law, Chapter 7.14, to clarify the scope of the tax on telecommunications utilities operating in Portland. Specifically, the ordinance will exclude from the calculation of the utility license fee charges related to 911 services. The purpose of this amendment is to clarify the scope of the utility license fee base as it applies to telecommunications utilities. In 2012, the City Council revised Chapter 7.14 to adjust the utility license fee rate and the utility license fee base for telecommunications utilities operating within Portland. The State of Oregon Office of Emergency Management purchases services from a telecommunications provider for the state 911 backbone in order to connect 911 callers with the appropriate 911 center for response. OEM is not subject to the utility license law. However, it has seen an increase in costs because of the pass-through of charges related to the 2012 amendment from the telecommunications provider, which provides the necessary services. This was an unintended consequence of the 2012 code change. The proposed amendment will clarify that 911-related services are exempt from the scope of the utility license tax. In conclusion, these amendments to Chapters 7.12 and 7.14 are housekeeping and clarifying revisions. We provided notice to all franchisees, licensees, and other entities of the proposed code change and received no comments. I'm happy to answer any questions you have, and as Mary Beth mentioned, Gordon T. Meyer from Oregon Office of Emergency Management is here this morning if you have any questions for the state. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, great. Thank you both. Any questions for staff? And Mr. T. Meyer, did you want to speak? Or I know we have the letter here from Mark Tennyson.
But... That's all I would like to do.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Anyone else has signed up to testify on this item?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Okay, if not, then it will come up for second reading next week. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good work.